as a teacher of Hebrew, with a love for Hebrew and Greek and the languages, I love the statement that is made by Thoreau again in his book Walden, especially on the chapter of reading, speaking of classic texts that need to be read. One of my passions is to encourage students to read the Hebrew and Greek text of Scripture in order to get to know these texts personally and intimately, and above all, to know the Lord Jesus Christ through them. Thoreau makes this statement about classic texts such as Homer. He says the student may read Homer or Aeschylus in the Greek without danger of dissipation or luxuriousness, for it implies that he in some measure emulate their heroes and consecrate morning hours to their pages. The heroic books, even if printed in the character of our mother tongue, will always be a language dead to degenerate times, and we must laboriously seek the meaning of each word and line. Conjuring a larger sense than common use permits. One of the things he goes on to say, it is worth the expense of youthful days and costly hours if you learn only some words of an ancient language, which are raised out of the trivialness of the street to be perpetual suggestions and provocations. He says, the adventurous student will always read classics in whatever language they may be written and however ancient they may be. For what are the classics but the noblest recorded thoughts of man? They are the only oracles which are not decayed. He says to read well, that is, to read true books in a true spirit, is a noble exercise. It requires a training such as athletes underwent, the steady intention almost of the whole of life to this object. Books must be read as deliberately and reservedly as they were written. It is not enough even to be able to speak the language of that nation by which they are written, for there is a memorable interval between the spoken and the written language. What a beautiful encouragement to get back to the classics. And as a teacher of Hebrew, I can affirm what Thoreau is saying, but applying it to the Bible. He goes on later to say these words. What do we find in Homer and Aeschylus and Virgil? Works as refined, as solidly done, and as beautiful almost as the morning itself. For later writers, say what we will of their genius, have rarely, if ever, equaled the elaborate beauty and finish and the lifelong and heroic literary labors of the ancients. It will soon enough to forget them when we have the learning and the genius that will enable us to attend to and appreciate them. The works of the great poets have never yet been read. And he goes on to describe how that reading them is a noble intellectual exercise. And one of the things that I believe as Christians that we need to think about is the importance of great literature, and especially the greatest of all literature, which to me is the Word of God, and the Hebrew Scriptures and the Greek New Testament. To be able to spend our days and our nights as much as we can meditating on them, for what are they? Not only the noblest thoughts of humankind, but more important, the noblest thoughts of God's word to us. And those words take us to Jesus Christ, where we can worship Him and get to know Him in a deeper way. So far greater in significance than even Homer or Aeschylus or Plato is the Word of God, the Hebrew Scriptures, and the Greek New Testament. May we encourage one another to spend our days and nights meditating on these great texts. For what will they do? It is as Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for it is about me." And as Paul said, "It'll make you wise, Timothy, unto salvation, which is in Jesus Christ." There is no greater joy than to meditate on the classic text of God's holy word that brings us to adoration of Jesus Christ.